It's time for Guess My Gig.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
All right, Guess My Gig time on Murray in the Morning. It's where our producer Rob Wozinski tries to stump us with a profession that we cannot guess, usually an interesting profession that we cannot guess. In 20 questions or less, basically the four of us here get five questions each to try and figure out what our guest does for a living, and then we chat with him.
And Rob's been killing us.
He's been killing us.
There's no reason to even keep track of how we've done, because we've done very badly.
That's right. Are you guys ready to go today? We're going to get Rob today, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get him. Let's say hello to our mystery guest today. From, as Rob puts it up, Anytown, USA. Mystery guest, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Not bad. It's a little early, but I can handle it.
Very good. We do it every day, so I'm sure you can do it at least once. All right, you know the drill, right? We have to guess what you do for a living in 20 questions or less. Please answer your questions with a yes or no answer, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, Kevin, why don't you start us off?
Okay, mystery guest, are you involved in the professional athletics field?
No.
Does your job require you to travel a lot?
Yes.
Mr. Guest, you have a lovely voice, and I'm sorry I'm hitting on you.
Thank
but
you.
You're very welcome. That's actually not my question, other than will you go out with me. The question I have for you is, do you use your voice for work? Are you in the broadcasting or entertainment industry? I asked you two questions. That was unfair. Well, let me rephrase that. Are you in broadcasting?
Let me think. No.
Okay.
No. Are you as hot as you sound?
Yes.
Really? Really?
I like it.
Would we have seen you on television?
Yes.
Ooh. Would we have seen you on Cinemax after dark?
Relax. Hold off.
Is that a real question?
No, that's not a real question. It's a hope in my mind.
Is there a real answer there?
Really? Is there an answer?
mystery guest, do you work with a group of people?
Yes.
All right.
Do you appear in on print as well?
Sometimes.
Mr. Guest, do we see you on camera?
Well, you asked before if you ever see me on.
Yeah, she's been on television.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's been on television.
Got it.
Yeah.
So save that question.
Yeah, let's save that one.
let's save that one so I can ask it again later.
Here's one. Just off the top of my head, are you Canadian?
Is that... You really want to know?
I do, because I keep hoping Rob gets us Brian Adams, who had a hit with Heaven in Summer of 69.
The mystery guest just busted you by saying you want to waste your question.
Yeah, oh, but I'm genuinely curious. Are you Brian Adams?
Am I? No.
Okay. Not Brian Adams.
God, you sound cute.
You really wasted a question on that?
I think I wasted three.
He really sounds cute, though.
Yeah.
let's see. You're on TV. Are you on TV on a regular basis? If you pick up a schedule, is it something that, hey, you're on every week or every month?
I try to be.
Okay. Nice. So you're on a lot. You're on TV a lot.
Mystery guest, do you wear a uniform?
Yes.
All right.
Now we're getting somewhere. Is it a sexy uniform? No, that's not my question.
It's Tanya Stern.
I'm just playing games with my mind right now.
Oh, that's okay.
Really encouraging us to do this.
Because you're never going to guess.
Oh, we're not, huh?
Well, she wears a uniform and she's on TV a lot and she's hot.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And it doesn't revolve around the sports world at all.
No.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Just not professional, I guess.
Right.
Exactly.
So you're involved in the sports world, not the professional sports world.
You got it.
Mm. All right, so you must not be a Miami Hurricanes cheerleader, because that's a pro team right there.
Right, exactly.
Hell no.
Mystery guest, do you think Trent Dilfer's a bust?
Don't waste your question.
That must mean a yes. Okay, mystery guest, are you in any commercials?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, really? She's in commercials.
In my face, Shanoff.
Really? So she's in commercials, she's involved in athletics, but not professional athletics.
Shows up in print sometimes.
She does. You know, I will ask that question as a legitimate question. The uniform that you wear, is it a sexy uniform? I think that's legitimate, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, it depends what your definition of sexy is. I mean,
Oh.
If the right person is wearing a uniform, anything can be sexy,
so
right?
That's true. Like
so
nurses.
What you're saying is you make everything sexy.
No, I'm not saying that. But
well, let me clear up the definition. I think
okay.
that a cheerleader's uniform, a French maid's uniform,
a nurse,
those are stewardess, those are sexy.
A whore.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, if you're wearing construction clothing, you may be sexy, but I don't know if that's
okay.
a sexy uniform.
Not to you.
Okay, then the answer is no.
So you're gonna say no.
Okay. Yep.
Mystery guest, are you a college student?
Yes.
All right.
Boy, now we've got something.
Now we've got something.
I have no idea. We have nothing. But
no, you do. You do. Trust
we do have something.
You're on to something.
A college student who wears a uniform that's not necessarily a sexy uniform.
And she's in a commercial.
She's in a
possibly.
Commercial involved in the field of athletics, just not professional athletics.
Huh.
You guys are getting good, actually.
Do you provide for the entertainment for some of these events?
Yes.
Mystery guest, might we see you on the field on a regular basis?
Yes.
All right. It's Lee Corso.
Yes. But he wears a sexy uniform.
Sometimes, and that's very intimidating on game day.
He wears a thong. Have you noticed on ESPN he wears the thong?
I try not to look.
All right,
I think Kirk Herbstreit's much more sexy.
For sure. I agree on that one.
You know, I think this is interesting, and you guys may want to help me out with this, because it's not a sexy uniform, so it's not a cheerleader.
Right.
But she's on the field in a non-professional event, and she's on TV a lot. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what it could be that's not in a sexy uniform that would be on TV a lot.
Some kind of dress-em-up, like a mascot?
Yeah, well, that's I'm not, thinking that, but she doesn't sound like a mascot.
No,
she?
That'd be
she
wasting
his personality to waste behind a huge head.
A beautiful voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank
to
you.
To put
You're
a
welcome.
Football over her skull.
Right.
Well, you know, she's not going to be doing something like that. And she's not a broadcaster. She's just on television. Are you?
And on print. And she's not Canadian.
Would you be considered a judge of
a judge of
an event?
No.
No.
Hmm. Mystery guest, do you play an instrument?
Nope.
These guys, by the way, mystery guest, if you hear yelling in the background, it's because the entire group in the production studio is watching a live birth on television. And they're all cringing right now.
Because they've never seen a girl's privates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, this is our last round of questions, right?
Yeah. She said no to the instrument, right?
She said
right.
no to the instrument, yeah. Boy, I mean, we're close.
Would your this job that you do, would it revolve around college football?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Mystery guest, are you on a dance team or cheer squad?
No.
Okay.
Damn well, it! See, dance team and cheer squad,
well,
I was thinking about
that's
it.
What I was thinking, too, but that'd be easy.
Yeah, because, well, it's also
I mean,
a sexy
what,
uniform.
I mean, define cheer squad.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Do you hook up
because
a
this is really subjective. We've gone over this argument, cheer squad or semi-cheer squad.
At least daily, yeah.
Right.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Okay.
It's your question,
well, we're
dude.
Getting close.
Yeah,
we're... Oh,
we would just have to narrow down what college football would be.
That's right.
Well, it sounds
you're
like...
You're touching it. You just have to ask the question.
Yeah, it sounds like she may... You know,
how many times
have
I heard that in a date, huh? You're touching it. You just got to ask the question.
You're not stealing the deal.
That's right. The better question is, how many times has she heard that on a date? let's see.
No comment.
You know, I have one question left. If you guys have the right question, I'm open to suggestions. You know, that may nail it down.
There are
how many questions do you each have left?
One. That's it. We're done.
That's it.
Yeah, this is
our
last
question.
Oh, son of a gun.
This is our last question.
You said it, but you didn't ask it.
You said it, but you didn't ask it. I said it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
I think
with
so.
That last question, you got to get it, like, exactly, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
Boy, and we're so close.
Something
like the cheer squad
that.
Or dance squad. Or instrument.
A college football mascot.
Yeah, are you a college football mascot?
Well, is that your last question?
Yeah.
I mean, if that were the question,
the answer is probably going
to narrow it down to what it is. I mean,
it's a lot of colleges.
Really? There's only like 300 of you guys out there.
Is it one of the top five teams right now?
All right. Are you the Notre Dame Fighting Irish Leprechaun?
No.
Wait, are you out of questions?
Yeah, we're out of questions. Yeah.
No, I'm not that, but I am in the top five in the nation.
Oh, I think, are you the Ohio State Elephant? Do they have an elephant?
That's the last question. Yeah, are you?
Do they have
half
an elephant?
Of your answer is right.
You're an elephant. I knew it.
I thought they had a girl
Alabama.
Elephant.
Are you a Buckeye?
Oh, it's Alabama.
Yes, I am.
You're a Buckeye.
Yes.
Hey,
hey, I had half of it right.
You're Brutus.
Brutus Buckeye.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's no good. You shouldn't be covering yourself up.
I like that background music. That's cool.
Emily Moore. We're talking to Emily Moore, the Brutus Buckeye.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing that I called her the elephant.
That's funny.
Sorry.
Well, in all seriousness, how does a cute girl like you want to become the Brutus Buckeye?
How do you know I'm cute?
You sound adorable.
You sound awfully cute and you giggle a lot.
Yeah, you do. There's no way an ugly girl does that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a two-day tryout, so...
But isn't it usually guys that do this?
Yeah, I'm the first girl to do it since 1983.
That's great.
So, guys usually do it, and I have to act like a guy under the uniform, so I do a pretty good job.
Really?
I think so.
Grabbing your mascot crotch a lot like a guy would?
Spitting,
so to speak.
Anything to make me look like a guy.
Emily, do the guys on the campus know you're the Buckeye? Brutus the Buckeye?
No, but I was announced at the Washington State game, and I got so many ass grabs that day.
Oh,
really?
Oh, boy.
My real name was announced. So.
Do the other mascots hit on you, like when you play like the Stanford Tree, for instance?
No, I don't interact with them enough for them to hit on me, you know.
Now, how do your girlfriends feel about this whole thing?
Oh, they think it's the neatest thing in the world. They love it. They love saying that their roommate is Brutus, you know?
Yeah, I never thought that I would be turned on and attracted to somebody whose nickname was Brutus. And yet here I am saying, I wish I was in college.
Yeah, it's going to be awfully odd to watch Ohio State on football or on TV and see the mascot like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know my male roommate, who's a big Ohio State fan, is in heaven right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a huge Ohio State fan.
Is he going to go to the bowl game?
I think he might be.
I hope it's Fiesta Bowl.
Now, you sound also, really, because you do sound cute, you also sound petite, which I don't know how you hear that over the radio, but I would think it's a big costume. How do you fit into that giant thing?
Actually, I wear quarterback football pads, so that makes me stick out a lot. It also protects... It protects my chest. I also stuff the uniform underneath, so I look a little bigger than I really am when I'm wearing it. So,
have you ever had a boyfriend ask you to keep the mascot head on while you make out? Because that'd be creepy. That'd be creepy.
No comment.
Okay. Oh,
do you have a boyfriend?
I think so.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
All right.
Good answer.
Listen, Emily, we're out of time. Listen, you were great. Seriously, thank you for being
Thanks,
with
Emily.
Us on Murray in the Morning, and good luck to the Buckeyes
thank
this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I had a great time.
That was great. Thanks, Emily Moore, Brutus Buckeye.
She's awesome.
Oh. She's great.
And we're all in love.
Yeah.
Even Tanya.
<I'm still>
All right, we'll be back.